I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. One of Mother Nature's most amazing creatures is set to return to West Virginia in the next few weeks. Coming up, we'll tell you how you can attract that amazing hummingbird to your backyard. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. There's no doubt the hummingbird is one of the most amazing creatures in all of nature.
Well, they are amazing, yeah. Yeah, they travel long distances on tiny wings. And if you've ever seen any kind of a slow motion photography with them or a video where they've slowed it down, when they're hovering in place, their wings are actually moving in a figure eight. So it's, you know, beating forward and backward almost simultaneously, just very, very fast.
That's Michael Welch of the West Virginia DNR. Now, you don't need a video in the next few weeks. It's possible to attract those incredible creatures right to your own backyard if you use the right attraction.
The easiest thing to do is get a hummingbird feeder and fill it with sugar water. The more ecologically responsible thing to do would be to plant some native plants that they like, such as bee balm and things like that, some of the vining flowers and things like that that'll bring them in.
The hummingbirds will make it back to our West Virginia hills just as soon as the weather allows for it.
It kind of varies depending on the weather. They have been already arriving in the southern United States for probably close to a month now, but they won't make their way this far north until the weather gets warm and stays warmer. So I would think probably beginning of May is a decent estimate.
Now, when they get here, have some red on your hummingbird feeder. That attracts the birds. But stay away from putting the red food coloring or dye into the solution they eat. Welch says, in fact, making your own solution is probably much better than buying it commercially.
That's probably the best way to go because a lot of these nectar mixes that you get do have food coloring mixed in with them, and you know, the jury's still out on what that does exactly to their little tiny systems. So it's best just to make your own sugar water, and you can do that with a 4-to-1 mix, basically a quarter cup of sugar in a cup of water, and you know, get that warm enough to dissolve the sugar really good and let it cool off again before you put it in the feeder, and you're good to go.
Now keep an eye on those feeders throughout the summer. Sugar water during the hot months attracts loads of ants, and it can also mold quickly, and mold is as big an enemy to the creatures as food coloring. So change it often and enjoy the show. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.